This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson. Come with me for a walk through CTIA Wireless 2006 in Las Vegas as I check out some of the new innovations in mobile phone technology. With over 86 million cell phones in use in just the United States alone, the appetite for new features in phones is enough to inspire hundreds of companies, big and small, to vie for that precious real estate found right in the palm of your hand. Come on, let's go. This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson. We're here at CTIA Wireless 2006 in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're here in the Intel booth. And with me is David Rogers, who is the Senior Marketing Manager for Intel. Welcome to the podcast.
How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good. Tell me, there's a lot of stuff here. We were at the IDF not too long ago, but here's some more practical application of, I think, some of the things that people have been thinking about and talking about. What's new with Intel right now?
Well, what's really exciting at this show for us is we're getting to demonstrate some of the new devices that are using our Intel Xscale processor. Probably one of the most exciting things for us is we're showing a Motorola phone that just was released in Asia, the A1200, that actually has an Intel Inside logo on the back of it. And that's exciting for two reasons. One is we're extending the brand into handsets, but the other more important reason is that you continue to see a lot of these devices across the world, whether it's the Palm Treo, a variety of Motorola devices, or the RIM BlackBerry, wanting to become more of a computer. And to do that, they're looking to Intel to provide the power and the performance to do a lot of the things that your computer does, but putting it in the palm of your hand. So smartphones are a really big thing for us at this show.
Okay, so I see a couple of things over here. Maybe you can tell me a couple of, about these and what's kind of important and different about them. And this is kind of, I think, given the way voice communication and wireless is going, this is kind of important stuff.
Sure. So we're showing a bunch of different things in the booth here today. For instance, we're showing voice over IP services. That's important. You got to have a lot of performance headroom in a device to be able to do the voice over IP and do the conversion for data. So we're working with Skype, and they've actually optimized their software to run on handhelds that are using our Xscale processor. Another thing that we're showing is we recently announced our third generation of that processor, codenamed Monahans, and we're actually showing that here in the booth today for the first time publicly.
Now, with music and video sort of being more and more a part of handheld life, how exactly, I mean, maybe you can be specific about sort of how the Intel processes are helping with that.
So we do two things. One, we provide performance headroom. And the second thing is we've taken a lot of our capabilities in power management from the PC side, as well as things that we've created for the handheld space, and integrated that into the processor architecture.
Okay. So if people want to find out a little bit more about what Intel is doing in wireless and mobile, where can they go?
Well, best place to stop always is www.intel.com.
We're here at the AOL space, and I'm here with Rain Bergstrom, who is the Director of Emerging Technology for AOL Wireless. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Now, everybody's got something new to show here at CTIA. What is AOL talking about?
Well, on Monday, we announced a few things. First of those was a new relationship with Sprint, an expanded relationship with Sprint. They have taken all of our products and services, our downloadable instant messaging, our search and our surf capabilities, all from their portal, from the Sprint portal. Secondly, we announced a new technology that drives a mobile relevant surfing capability from your phone. So today, we know that about a third of Americans want to be able to search and surf on the web from their phone, but the experience is a very poor one. It either says you cannot display this page, or it gives you a mess on your phone. So what we've announced today is the capability to transcode the internet and move it to the mobile phone, because one size doesn't fit all for the internet when you're talking about mobile phones. Most websites have navigation either on the left or on the top. So we analyze the web page and we put that into a separate category, quick navigation. So you're not When you're looking at a page, you're not getting confused by all the different links. You click on QuickNav on CNN, and you'll be able to see the entertainment news, world news, business news. So we do that transcoding for every web page on the fly, no matter what the URL is. You just enter it, and we will transcode it for you.
Okay. Does one have to be signed up with, obviously, signed up with AOL or Sprint, or how does that work?
No, actually, this is a free service and that is available for everyone. With Sprint, it's actually a lot easier to get to because it's right off of their main deck. You choose the web button on your phone. There's a portal button, and you click on AOL. So portals and AOL, and that's where our search and surf capabilities are. But on any carrier, you can just type in, you go to your web browser and you type in AOL.com. That'll take you to our AOL portal that has the search and surf capabilities right at the top of the screen there. So anybody can do this, and it is a free service.
And with me is John Mulder, who's the product marketing manager for Sony Ericsson North America. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, nice to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what Sony Ericsson's showing today. We've got a couple of phones in front of us.
Okay, yeah, we have I have three phones here that are kind of our primary devices for North America that are going to be commercially available shortly. The first one is the W810, which is our second Walkman phone for North America. It's a very feature-rich device. It's shipping with 512 megabytes of removable media, so you're going to be able to store quite a few songs on this device. You're going to be able to easily get songs to this device with some software called Distaphone that we bundle with the phone. It also has a 2-megapixel camera with autofocus, so you can take really crisp, clear pictures. Essentially, they're print-quality pictures.
Okay. What's the price point going to be on this one?
Well, the MSRP for this device is going to be $499. We have not announced a operator partner for this device, but we anticipate with subsidy and on promotion that it'll be significantly less than that.
Okay. What else do we have?
Well, I'm holding up here a K790, and this is our first CyberShot device.
Ah, okay.
So we've taken the Sony CyberShot brand, and we've put it on this device because this is really the first device we feel can live up to that brand. It's our first 3.2 megapixel device with
3.2.
autofocus. 3.2 megapixel device. So it's the first one from Sony Ericsson.
It looks like it has flash, too.
It does. You're quick on that one. Yeah, it has an integrated Xenon flash. It's also our first device with an integrated flash. So even in a dark setting, you're going to be able to get fantastic pictures. There's a couple other really nice attributes of this phone also. We're leveraging the CyberShot user interface. So, you know, all those millions of people that already own Sony CyberShot DSCs or digital still cameras, they're going to be very comfortable using this user interface. We're also introducing some new technology called Best Pick. This is actually a Sony Ericsson technology invented by Sony Ericsson, which allows you to capture 9 pictures in a row, and then you can pick and choose between the picture that you want. So, and then you can save that picture, go save another one. So you're always going to be able to get the picture that you want, regardless of people are closing their eyes or moving a little bit. And this is a differentiator for Sony Ericsson that nobody else is going to be able to match.
Let's say that's going to be taking advantage of some internal buffering.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Some internal buffering, yes. We've also announced a partnership with Google, where not only will this Google be the default search engine on our devices, but it will also be the, we're also integrating the Google blogging interface into our device. So you'll be able to send any image you take on this device directly to your blog. Or if you don't have a blog set up, you can auto-provision on this device and set up your blog from the device and then send your picture
from the telephone.
From the telephone, yeah.
Wow.
So really, truly a unique mobile imaging proposition. We anticipate this device will be available in the Q3 timeframe.
Oh, great. Well, if people want to find out a little bit more about some of the telephones we've been talking about today and also the turn around look at the Bluetooth Media Center and the Distaphone technology, the Walkman phones, where can they go?
Go to SonyErickson.com. There's a ton of information about all our devices, all the features, all the specs if you're into the technical details, not only about our phones but also all our accessories.
Aubrey Burke is the VP of Sales and Marketing at Alato. Tell me about Alato.
Alato do content discovery. It's very difficult to search on a mobile phone. It's very easy to do on your PC. Small keypad, small screen. So it's got to be really, really easy. Keyword search doesn't really work very well. So what we've done is we provided this little toolbar and we call it content discovery. So it's searching, it's finding without having to punch in or key in anything. What it does in a word is it's a bit like your TV remote control. When you're at home, you can search. When you're at work, you can do project search. But when you want to be infotained or you want to do a little bit of content snacking, you're in the airport, you don't have access to the web, this is where our tool, Tribes, comes in. So in essence, it allows you to snack content. You go next, next, next. You're going to watch something on TV. You're going to watch something on your phone. You're not exactly sure. It knows you like sport. Next time you go in, it'll show you the sport.
What was the inspiration for putting all this together?
Because we know how difficult it is to actually use the phone for mobile internet. It's slow, navigation was poor. So the whole idea is to make it easier to get the information you want at one or two clicks, just to make the whole experience easier. Because people don't like, you know, you're not going to type in a URL into your phone. You'll do it to your PC, but not to your phone. So you need a better way to get to the content. And this is a small toolbar, next, one click browsing.
If folks would like to find out a little bit more about Alato, is there a place that they can go to?
Yeah,
to
if you just go to www.alato.com, that's our website, so that's the easiest way to get in touch with us.
Okay, can you spell it for us?
Yeah, it's alatto.com.
We're hearing the sounds of a live television stream on a telephone.
Correct. So what we're showcasing here on the LG booth is the MediaFlow technology. MediaFlow is a broadcasting service owned by Qualcomm that will go live in Q4 in the United States. So basically what they're doing is a live TV broadcast to cellular handsets. Right now in Las Vegas, they have 9 channels of live TV that are being broadcast, things like CNN, Major League Baseball, the Cartoon Network. When the system goes live at the end of the year, there'll be a full 20 channels of TV, 10 channels of music, and some 60 channels of like on-demand type content.
Well, I forgot to introduce you to our listeners. It's DeHamer?
Yes, Matthew DeHamer.
Matthew DeHamer. What's your role at LG?
I work in the product planning department for LG Electronics MobileCom.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about what's gone into some of the development of this. I think, you know, a couple of years ago, not a lot of people had heard about LG, but then it's been just this, you know, this juggernaut of marketing and presence that's taken place.
LG has made a huge push. You know, LG is the current number one CDMA provider in the United States. So we've been trying to make a big effort of pushing brand awareness out to consumers because there's a million people out there using LG phones. So we really want to get our name out there and show that we're like a technology leader and we can do new and innovative things like broadcast television on your cell phone. So,
what other things are you showing here at the show?
Besides mobile TV, we're showing an HSDPA phone, which is a high-speed data phone that you'll see probably sometime mid to late this year, as well as a lot of new and interesting form factors and designs, things that are sleek and sexy, multimedia phones that do MP3, music, video. All sorts of really interesting stuff.
If people want to see some examples, can they see the prototype online?
The prototype of the broadcast phone is not on our website, but we do have some broadcast phones that are available in Korea. So if you either go to LGE.com or LGUSA.com, you can see a wide variety of the phones that we're showcasing here, as well as some of the broadcasting phones that are currently available.
Okay, we'll look forward to them coming out. I've been speaking with Matthew DeHamer from LG Mobile Division here in the U.S., and thanks for being with us on the podcast.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
And let's hear a little bit more of that phone as we go out there.